612 new deaths from COVID-19 on Monday. It has also confirmed more than 6,000 new cases, making it the third country, along with the United States and Italy, to surpass China's reported total. Spanish authorities put the country on lockdown 2 weeks ago to try to stop the rapid spread of the virus. The Russian capital, Moscow, instituted new restrictions Monday to curb the spread of the virus. People are allowed to leave their homes only to perform essential jobs, shop for food or medicine, or deal with a medical emergency. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari announced stay-at-home orders for the country's capital, Abuja, and its largest city, Lagos. He said that travel to and from other parts of the country should be avoided. Authorities in Zimbabwe ordered a three-week lockdown starting Monday, while similar measures in Nepal, Slovenia, and Argentina are being extended. In the United States, which has the most cases worldwide, the state of New York has passed a somber milestone. Its death toll has passed 1,000. Hospitals in New York City are expecting some relief with Monday's arrival of the Navy's USNS Comfort hospital ship, which will clear space for coronavirus patients in New York City hospitals by taking those in need of care for other conditions than the virus. Its sister ship, the USNS Mercy, began taking patients Sunday at the port of Long Beach outside Los Angeles, California. U.S. President Donald Trump announced U.S. guidelines on social distancing to prevent the virus from spreading would be extended to the end of April. And Italy, which by far has the most deaths and has been under strict lockdown for weeks, reported more than 750 more deaths on Sunday. It saw signs of hope, however, with a slowdown in new infections. More on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Major U.S. stock indexes advanced about 2% in Monday trading, a day after President Donald Trump extended the country's social distancing guidelines through April 30th to combat the spread of the coronavirus. European exchanges finished ahead by 1% or 2%, while those in Asia fell. The European markets gained ground after falling most of the day on worries about the pandemic and the decision of the European Central Bank to ask banks not to pay dividends on their stock or buy back shares until October. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson says human testing of its experimental coronavirus vaccine will begin by September and says the vaccine could be available for emergency use by early next year. The company said Monday it has jointly committed more than $1 billion to develop and test a vaccine along with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It said if human trials of the vaccine are successful, it's prepared to produce more than 1 billion doses of the vaccine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will enter a precautionary quarantine Monday after one of his aides tested positive for COVID-19. The prime minister has so far tested negative for the virus. A statement from the prime minister's office said the two had not been in the same room for 2 weeks and that a quarantine was not necessary. But the prime minister and his close staff had decided to self-isolate until an investigation is complete. A statement from Netanyahu's office stressed that the prime minister has had limited social contact recently and has been conducting most meetings online. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center said early Monday that Israel has 4,347 confirmed cases of coronavirus. Officials at a Dutch museum that was closed to the public say a painting by Vincent van Gogh was stolen during an overnight break-in. The director of the Singer Laren Museum told reporters Monday the missing painting was one from 1884 called Spring Garden. It was on loan from another museum. Police believe the thieves forced the museum's glass doors open overnight. Estimated value of the painting was not available, but a comparable work by van Gogh sold at auction 3 years ago for $81 million. The World Health Organization chief has called on the world's top economic powers to use their resources to address worldwide shortages of protective equipment and medical supplies as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. During his daily briefing from WHO headquarters in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged the group of 20 top economic nations to work with companies to increase production of medical protective products and other medical goods. Once again, you can keep up to date on these stories at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. VOA.